We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To the basket, the slam. For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions. Outright champ.
Holy three. Goal! Holy ball.
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and on the second floor of the Casanova Center, we welcome you inside the Country Financial Studio. I wish that we were going on the air with better news today. But unfortunately, as the University of Oregon men's basketball program has just announced, the team has paused all team-related activities because of COVID-19 protocols. As a result, the Ducks games on Thursday, January 14th against Arizona State and Saturday, January 16th against Arizona are being postponed. Rescheduled dates for those contests will be announced when finalized. There's a lot of moving parts in a schedule for any sport, and especially with things moving around this season like they have. It's a tough puzzle to try to figure out. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up. And since we last spoke yesterday afternoon, it was announced that the women's basketball game in Tempe has been postponed due to COVID-19 protocols within the Arizona State program. The Arizona matchup for Oregon women's basketball still set on ESPN for 4 o'clock on Thursday. Terry Johns and Bev Smith with a 3:30 pregame show for you here on the Oregon Sports Network. So Thursday in Tucson, still a go for the Oregon women's basketball team, and for Oregon men's basketball, they're hitting pause for the next couple games, and we hope that that's all. And we hope that everybody who's dealing with the COVID-19 protocols in the Oregon men's basketball program, wishing them nothing but the best. We knew that this was a possibility. It was one of those situations where you look around the conference, at least from my chair, and you go, man, you've seen a couple problems pop up, and the Ducks have done a great job with following protocol. But unfortunately, the Ducks now facing some of those similar issues that we've seen around the Pac-12 and around the country. And so we wish nothing but the best. Now, moving forward. We do have our Tip-Off Tuesday Basketball Coaches Show still set for today, and as you can imagine, with the news for men's basketball today, it'll be a very women's basketball-focused show. We'll zero in on their big victory over Cal with Kelly Graves and with Tahina Pau-Pau. It was a great interview. Terry Johns talked with Tahina Pau-Pau actually yesterday. We have that interview for you coming up on Tip-Off Tuesday, set for 2:30 on the Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook page, the Go Ducks YouTube, and the Oregon Sports Network Twitter account as well, and of course across the Oregon Sports Network at 7 o'clock tonight. So that's all still to come. And we also will be debuting a new feature today, and I think you're actually going to really enjoy it. We're going to take a look and go in-depth on Oregon facilities. There's obviously some nice facilities around here. At Matthew Knight Arena, just got an upgrade, and we're going to talk about that actually coming up with our Josh Cooley Realty team, Home Field Advantage. That's all still to come. And also the football season is officially over after the championship game last night. We'll touch on that. Now, we scheduled this interview with Deputy Athletic Director Eric Rodell, as he will join us now virtually. I don't know, Eric, when did we schedule this? It must have been... See, it feels like it was like a month ago now, but it was really probably, it feels like 3 months ago now. So I appreciate you still taking the time to come on and join us, even though I wish we had some better news to talk about today. Eric, how are you?
Good to see you, Joey. How are you?
Hanging in there, buddy. You know, these are the sorts of shows that you don't like to do. I don't like leading off a show with the unfortunate news. But I guess, Eric, let's start with that. As Eric Rodell joining us, Deputy Athletic Director, brought to you by Pepsi, locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. You guys have been following these protocols, and, Eric, everything has been so tight. And I guess just... at some point, you just have to say it is what it is and now follow those protocols and try to get back to competition as soon as you can once it's safe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as we've all watched, you know, we've been at this now since last June when we started to bring our student athletes back onto campus. And, you know, we went through the entire process of developing the protocols and, you know, working with the conference, working through the NCAA and then working with our local and state health authorities on, you know, what it was going to take to return to training and competition. And, you know, we've had a lot of success with it over the last few months. It's taken a big lift from many people on our staff and, you know, our medical team and everybody that goes into supporting that. And, you know, our coaches and our student athletes have done a tremendous job across all of our sports. And, you know, as we see around the country, you know, nobody's really immune from these pauses and, you know, the protocols, you know, put health and safety of everybody involved first, and that's certainly what's most important, and hopefully we'll get back out on the floor soon.
That's the plan. Eric Rodell, Deputy Athletic Director, joining us. Eric, I don't want to dwell on it because we do have a lot of positive things to talk about, but I am curious if you could walk fans through just what's the last, I don't know, day been like for you as the sports administrator for men's basketball. Imagine you're on the phone with the conference coaches. I mean, just what does this all look like from your perspective and your chair? What's it been like the last 24 hours or so?
Well, you know, we're in a daily communication with a number of people throughout the entire course of the season, and we're keeping the conference updated on how things are going with respect to COVID protocols on a daily basis. So this is just really an extension of that. And when you go through your daily testing, you're reporting results and you're always monitoring. And, you know, it's deeper even than just COVID results. It's really about overall availability on a roster. So, you know, you work your way through that on a daily basis. And really what we've been saying is, you know, this is hour to hour throughout the course of a season. And, you know, so, yes, it is a bit of a fire drill when something like this happens. And there's a lot of moving parts with, you know, the visiting teams and their travel and the conference. And as you saw last week, you know, our schedule on the men's side got shuffled up a little bit as a result of another school's COVID issues. So it really is going to shift week to week. And, you know, our hope is to keep everybody healthy and safe and to be able to play as much of our schedule as we possibly can.
I know the big question now from fans, of course, Eric, is, well, what does it look like to get these games rescheduled? You know, you guys have already gone through that with the UCLA game still set for next Tuesday. What's that procedure like?
Again, a lot of dominoes, and the schedule is on the conference side and working with television. You know, there's certainly a lot of moving parts there. There are some windows as you work your way through the season, and that's something that'll be determined as we move forward. But, you know, now there'll be likely some parts that'll be shuffled around for this weekend.
Right. Eric Rodell, Deputy Athletic Director, kind enough to join us. If you're just joining us, as a result of COVID-19 protocols, the Ducks going on a pause. So Thursday's game against Arizona State and Saturday's game against Arizona postponed, and hoping for rescheduled dates with those contests that will be coming up when they're finalized. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. And let's talk a little bit now about some of the positive things around basketball. As I've yet to ask you about Kelly Graves and a new contract extension as the women's basketball team just continues to roll.
Yeah, we're thrilled, and we're fortunate, blessed to have Coach Graves and all the leadership and energy and positivity that he brings to our program. You know, we had a sensational year last year. We all wish we could have seen how that might have ended. But, you know, we had started the process with Coach Graves of working on an extension and reworking his employment agreement a little bit. And then we kind of hit pause once the pandemic hit. And, you know, we kind of picked that back up once we got into this season. And we feel great about extending Coach Graves and having him here as long as he's willing to coach, because he's done an outstanding job of just developing our young women and building a program that we can all be proud of, and engaging the community and recruiting and everything that goes into being a successful coach and leader.
Eric, as an administrator, you've been around a lot of coaches in your time. One of the things that I hear about Coach Graves frequently is just how he not only is great on the floor, he's great in the community. You know, he's just such a community guy, and you could just tell he just loves people. That's what I've always said to folks who ask me about Coach Graves. How unique is that, Eric, around the country and in your experience, of a guy that's in a position having so much success like he is, and yet he still seems like a guy who could come and sit here and host this show, and he would absolutely kill it, and we'd probably get way better ratings if he did that?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it's unique, Joey, to find the kind of charismatic person who truly enjoys engaging with people and pulling people into their program, yet is such a highly successful coach at the same time, that can build such an elite level of basketball program that's going to go out and compete for national championships. And then again, you pair that back with the genuine care and, willingness to engage in the community, and you can build some special things, as we saw last year and over the last few years. You know, the visuals that always stick out to me were our student athletes tweeting out, you know, what the arena looked like during year one versus last year when we're hosting sellouts. It was something really cool to see.
Deputy Athletic Director Eric Rodell with us. Athletic Director Tuesday brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Eric, I got to get a quick timeout, and I've yet to even ask you about an unprecedented football season. We haven't even gotten to that yet, and we're 10 minutes in. So, Eric, thanks you for taking the time. We'll get a quick timeout, come back, continue with Deputy Athletic Director Eric Rodell on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat, or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they could be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Eric Rodell, Deputy Athletic Director, kind enough to join us virtually. I said this with Rob Mullins when he was on last, Eric, that I can tell by the background when you guys are actually in your offices. And so you guys are about, I don't know, what do you think, about a football field away from us and the other, from one corner of the building to the other? I mean, it's amazing now with technology and everything that's going on that we're still able to do a show like this. And then you think about just the wild times that we live in. And I say all this, Eric, to bring up football season and just what an unprecedented football season it was. I'll ask you this question first. What are you going to remember the most from the 2020 Oregon football season, Eric?
Well, first, going back to what you said, you don't necessarily know that I'm here in the office. That could just be a background, right?
That's true. So you're telling me you got the picture of your office, and now it's your Zoom background, right?
I could just want you to think I'm at work right now, but
it's true. It's true. I need to take a picture of the studio so that I can do that. I could do the show from anywhere.
Right. No, I am here in the Kaz, and it's good to be nearby. What's the most memorable part of football season? There really are a number of them, Joey. I think for me, just from the administrative end of things, just the Herculean effort that it took to really get a season going and to work our way through the season and get to the finish line was just a tremendous effort from everybody involved, you know, from not just internally here at the University of Oregon, but, you know, our medical staff, Dr. Davidson, our entire team of trainers, and all the work that they put in to help make sure our student athletes were healthy, were safe, that we followed the protocols. Working with the local and state health authorities and all the support that they provided to us and the guidance that they provided to us along the way to make that happen. And then, you know, certainly our coaches who put everything they had into this season and trying to make sure that it would be a successful one for our student athletes. And then the student athletes themselves, you know, we're a football program that, you know, we worked our way through the season and, you know, we did not have a shutdown or a pause. And that was a huge testament to the great commitment that all of them had to following protocols and looking out for one another and putting the team before themselves as individuals. So I think that's what jumped out the most to me, to provide that experience for our student athletes, where in August, we didn't think that that was going to be a possibility. So that was really cool. And then, you know, beyond that, Joey, you know, really going through that whole process to win a back-to-back Pac-12 championship and seeing the elation and the joy on everybody in the football program's faces down at the Coliseum when we were able to win that game, and kind of thinking back to where we started and how far we came to get to that point. So I think that was really memorable. And the third thing I'll throw out to you, we were touching on, is how weird it is when a huge play happens in a football game and you're used to having this explosion of emotion in a stadium and all you're seeing is a bunch of guys jumping up and down on a sideline. Yeah. Without a whole lot of noise. And it was very strange, but, you know, we all got used to it. And again, we were all thrilled that our football student athletes had that opportunity.
Eric, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were one of just a limited few that did travel to the road games for football, right?
Yes.
So you're telling me that you couldn't fill up an entire stadium worth of noise with your cheering? Come on!
I get fired up, Joey, but I don't think I've got that in me.
In all seriousness, though, I kind of want to follow up on that. Like, what was that like, just being around teams in these road environments, Eric, and going through those protocols, not having fans? I mean, it just I don't know. Just how do you even describe that at this point? It seems like something that was so foreign a year ago. It was foreign a year ago.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, football is football, and our team, you know, goes through their travel and their normal routines, you know, with certain adaptations to make sure that we're following, you know, distancing and all the health and safety protocols, you know, but when you get right down to it, it's a business trip, and our coaches and student athletes are hyper-focused, as they always are, on going out and competing, and game day is a lot different in terms of what's going on around you in the stadium. You know, but once the ball's kicked off, you know, it's just a football game, and you know, you got the ambient noise and you got different things kind of being piped in within the stadium that do come through on television. Mm-hmm. But it's certainly not the same, and college football and the fans need each other. They really do. And hopefully we'll get back to that point in 21.
I hope so, too. That vaccine, I think I speak for everybody, can't get here soon enough. And that hope that everybody can get vaccinated and we can have those great experiences all together again. Athletic Director Tuesday brought to you by Pepsi, locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Deputy Athletic Director Eric Rodell, kind enough to spend a few more minutes with us. How about Coach Cristobal's extension, Erica? How thrilled are you guys to have that done and have that guy leading the program for a while longer?
Absolutely. You know, Coach had a tremendous year in 2019 and capping that off with a Pac-12 and a Rose Bowl victory over Wisconsin. And we were in a similar process with Coach Cristobal as we were with Coach Graves, and getting pretty close when the pandemic hit. And we hit pause there just to kind of be respectful of everything going on around us. And we revisited that process over the last, you know, 6 weeks or so. And again, the opportunity to lock up Coach Cristobal and get him extended is huge for us. He's brought tremendous leadership to the football program, to our athletic department, to our university, and a tremendous ambassador for everything that we're trying to do. Great leader of young men, obviously, you know, recruiting tremendous talent into the football program, and we've got great confidence in everything that Coach Cristobal and his staff are doing with the football program.
If I could, just real quick, a shameless plug that the second signing day is coming up the first Wednesday of February. So just everybody, you know, keep your eyes on that, because let's just say Coach Cristobal likes the recruiting trail. And he's put together a great staff that certainly gets after it on the recruiting trail too, Eric. And with that in mind, if you're winning a lot of games, it's usually because your coaching staff's doing something right. That means other people or other schools are going to want to come in and hire you to be a head coach if you're an assistant coach like Coach Avalos, right? Wishing him nothing but the best. And it does mean that Coach Cristobal finding a new defensive coordinator, a couple other support staff positions as well. That's just kind of a normal routine now, isn't it? You just kind of have to get used to that. And if you're having a lot of success, I'd imagine a lot of programs are going to want to hire away your assistant coaches.
Yeah, we've had a lot of upwardly mobile, you know, highly talented coaches that have come through our program in recent years. And absolutely, it's a testament that everything's going on within the program that other schools are interested in and going to want to talk to members of our coaching or the strength or the support staffs and everything that goes into, you know, the blueprint that we've built here. You know, that becomes attractive to other schools. So, we all hate to lose Coach Avalos. At the same time, you know, I was really pulling for him as part of that process because I know that's a special place for him. And, you know, I know he will do great things at Boise, and hopefully not too great because we've got him on the schedule a few times starting in 2024.
Yeah. That's right. Until you mentioned that, it just occurred to me, like, oh yeah, there might be a cool storyline there in a few years. Hey, actually, I didn't plan on asking you this today, Eric, but you just got me thinking about it. I mean, football scheduling, we know scheduling in any sport right now is difficult, and it's a Tetris puzzle that yourself and a lot of others are trying to do. I mean, did all of that kind of pause, like, future planning for football scheduling over the last year? I mean, how do you guys handle that in this environment right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty with it. And, you know, certainly with the cancellations of the non-conference portion of the 2020 schedule. So top priority number one for us is Ohio State and figuring out where Ohio State fits in with our future football schedules. And then we also had games with Hawaii and North Dakota State that we've got to get figured out. But, you know, in time, we'll continue to work through that. That's always an ongoing puzzle, football scheduling. And, you know, and then obviously the overall landscape within, you know, FBS level football. And, you know, what does that look like 10 years from now? You know, we're pretty much scheduled 10 years from now out. And just going to be interesting to see how that continues to evolve.
Yeah, it's always you do your best to future proof, but how everything seems to change so quickly. I've said this before, Eric. I don't envy the position, but you must have been a really good Tetris player as a kid, and you must have done a lot of jigsaw puzzles, since yourself and everybody else around the country get a chance to, or not get a chance, you guys do figure all this out every time. I wanted to ask you one more basketball question, Eric, and as that's on everybody's mind now, and doing the best we can to keep student athletes and staff safe. But the NCAA, since you and I last spoke, announcing that the tournament going to take place in the Indianapolis area, mostly a bubble environment for the most part, if that even is the proper term. I talked to Coach Altman about it, Eric, and it just seems like that's the best and safest approach to a safe NCAA tournament. Just your perspective on that and where things are moving over the next few months in basketball.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament is, you know, it's a logistical, you know, it's highly complicated in a normal year, just given the dispersion all over the country and teams flying every which way. I think providing a little more structure and protocol around it within Indiana is the right thing to do. And you know, I think a lot of that will continue to be developed in terms of exactly what things are going to look like. But absolutely, you know, the more controlled environment we can create for our student athletes, the better in terms of keeping everybody healthy and safe. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll be there for a while. That's and get to experience Indianapolis and Indiana.
That's the hope. I'm with you on that one. A long run in a tournament is always a good thing in postseason. Now getting ready for spring sports and a couple of traditional fall sports that we'll be playing in the spring, Eric, where do we stand there as the onboarding process continues and we gear up for a lot of sports going on at the same time here in the spring?
Yeah, this is an unprecedented January and February where we're going to really have, you know, all cylinders hitting at once. And, you know, really the only sport that won't be at least in some form of competition right now is probably football. Football will get back into training here soon. We've got to figure a couple other sports out in terms of the competitive front. But yes, everything is getting back into motion. Joe, we've done our onboarding. We've got schedules that the conference has come up with in soccer and volleyball. And then, you know, we've got our spring sports that are going to get going as they would normally have. So, you know, in baseball's case, they're going to be hosting games with Omaha, you know, in mid-February, I believe February 19th. We're expecting that season to begin. And, you know, men's and women's tennis here at the end of January. So, you know, we've got a lot of protocols and a lot of nuances to how things are happening. But, you know, our hope is that our student athletes will be back into competition here soon.
I know there's a lot of moving parts, especially with so many student athletes now entering into competition seasons. Eric, you touched on it briefly with baseball and tennis. To zero in on baseball, I got a couple questions over the last few days about a schedule. I mean, the conference has a lot of things to approve and think about right now, right? But any idea of when a solid schedule for some of these spring sports will be announced to fans as they start to plan their spring schedules?
Yeah, they'll be coming out soon. I can't give you exact dates, Joey, but the schedules are pretty much, you know, pretty well developed at this point. And, you know, it's just going to be a continued, you know, daily and weekly process as we work our way through those schedules. And, you know, we know from what's happened so far this year that there's going to be postponements and pauses and cancellations. And, you know, we're just going to have to be adaptable to all that.
It's going to be hourly. Like you said before, right? Everything's going to be hourly. There's no doubt. Well, Eric, I could talk to you, I got to tell you, for hours, but I know you've got a lot going on, especially on a day like today. And I just thank you so much for taking the time to join us and giving your insight, and looking forward to catching up with you, hopefully in person at a game, which isn't me texting you from the top of the concourse and saying, man, you look really lonely down there on the floor. That was the last time Eric and I actually exchanged messages getting ready for a basketball game. So what we mean by that is, everybody, please stay safe. Get your vaccine as soon as possible as everything comes to fruition, and then we can all get back to these events that we love together. Eric, thanks for the time. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Joey. See you soon.
Eric Rodell, Deputy Athletic Director, brought to you by Pepsi, locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi. A quick timeout. When we come back, Kayvon Thibodeau has won the Morris Trophy. What exactly that means and the future for Oregon football's defense, next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you inside the Country Financial Studio. If you're just joining us, some bad news today, as the University of Oregon men's basketball program has paused all team-related activities because of COVID-19 protocols. As a result, the Ducks game on Thursday, January 14th against Arizona State, and Saturday, January 16th against Arizona, are being postponed. Rescheduled dates for those contests will be announced when finalized. The game that was originally set for December 23rd that was rescheduled and postponed due to a positive test for an official on game day has been rescheduled to January 19th, coming up on Tuesday. For now, that game is still on the schedule. So everything can move quickly, but for now, that game is still on the schedule. So fans, if you're wondering how it could affect that 2 o'clock tip-off for the Ducks and the Bruins, we're all still waiting as team activity has paused. Ducks are going through the COVID protocols. And we're all hoping for the best and wishing everybody with Oregon men's basketball a healthy and speedy recovery. As a result of those COVID-19 protocols, the Ducks will not play the Arizona schools here at Matthew Knight Arena this week. Meanwhile, the women's basketball team, though, still set to head to Tucson. A Thursday 4 o'clock start. It's on ESPN. This is a big one. Top 11 matchup between number 11 Oregon and number 10 Arizona. Kelly Graves talked with Terry Johns about that. More coming up in just a moment. Also, Tahina Pow-Pow on Tip Off Tuesday, our coach's show, which you'll be able to tune in for at 2:30 today on the Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook page, as well as the Godux YouTube and the Oregon Sports Network Twitter. We'll also then have it across the radio network at 7 o'clock tonight across OSN and godux.com/radio for where you can tune in your area and all of our online feeds as well. And my thanks to Deputy Athletic Director Eric Rodell for joining us, you know, especially on a day like today. I really want to say this. This is just me talking here for a second, not as a representative of the U of O or anything like that. I just appreciate Eric for somebody in his position that's handling all these different logistics. He still took the time to come on the show and talk with us for half an hour today, and I really thank him for doing that, especially on a day like today where there's a lot of moving parts and there's unfortunately some bad news to tell you about. We will have our coach show coming up, and Terry Johns will sit down with him and talk all things women's basketball and some more updates on men's basketball as we have them. Meanwhile, another positive for Oregon football as Kayvon Thibodeau won the Morris Trophy. Best defensive lineman, the defensive end for the Ducks, Kayvon Thibodeau, in his sophomore season, had an All-American type season, an All-Pac-12 type season. The Morris Trophy, though, is, I think, particularly important, and it's really a particular honor for an individual because it's voted on by the peers of the conference. That means that all of the offensive linemen throughout the conference said, yeah, I don't want to go against Kayvon Thibodeau. I don't want to go against that guy. That's a great year for the sophomore, and I think that we've only seen the beginning of what Kayvon Thibodeau is going to bring to the table. This was from Oregon Football Sports Information Director Patrick Pearson. He tweeted this yesterday, and I read it, and honestly, my eyebrows raised, my jaw dropped a little bit. He said, quote, so let's add this up. Coach Cristobal has coached or recruited 3 Morris Trophy winners in the last 4 years, 4 of the last 5 Outland Trophy winners, and 4 Jacobs Blocking Trophy winners in the last 6 years. If you don't know those award names, and it doesn't perk your interest right there automatically, then let's just tell you that those are all about the best linemen. I mean, those are toughness awards, and those are talent awards. But Coach Cristobal, man, he's got an eye for talent and obviously can coach it up. Penei Sewell winning the Outland Trophy last year, just outstanding. Those numbers truly are staggering, which go beyond Oregon. You know, that's more of a just a Coach Cristobal-centric note. But as I look now around Oregon's defense, and I got thinking about this when I read Patrick's tweet, because I had known, I mean, it's one of those things, in position like I'm in, like I'm reading a lot of this kind of stuff, right? Like I'm thinking about where the guys come from and who's coached them, and you start to see all these different connections form. Well, for Mario Cristobal, just reading it and putting it in that perspective of his time as an assistant coach, now his time as an assistant and a head coach at Oregon, it's like, man, that's saying something. Which brings me to why I started thinking about the future of the Duck defense. I think we all know Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be the anchor. Whoever ends up being the defensive coordinator for this squad, Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be the anchor. But, man, did Oregon's defense start to play well when guys like Brandon Dorlus and Christian Williams, some of the young guys on that defensive line, were playing regular snaps. Really saw them stop the run. Maybe we've got a few other award winners on that defensive line and in that defensive front. And then I started thinking about, man, how many awards is Noah Sewell going to win? How many awards is Justin Flo going to win when he's healthy? Jackson LeDuc, that linebacking group that everybody has talked about, and we've seen how good they've been. Whew. 4-3 is not where Oregon football wanted to be. But if a down year is still a Pac-12 championship and you appear in a Fiesta Bowl, most programs would be pretty darn happy with that as a good year, much less being a down year. There's been a lot of way too early top 25s that have started to come out, and Oregon is squarely in the top 20 in the majority of them. Saw today they were number 12 in one of them. It's because the talent's there. And signing day is coming up. And it's not over yet. Remember that early signing period. We know that that's now sort of the big signing day. By the way, long live the fax machine. We know that's the big signing day, but you could still add a few more guys to this class coming up, and then you can really celebrate that class. And if you haven't seen what the Ducks are planning, encourage you to sign up for the Duckmail newsletter via GoDucks.com. Ducks are putting together some pretty darn cool events that I think you're going to want to be a part of coming up on signing day. The first Wednesday of February, February 3rd, and we will do our traditional show from the studio where we'll have the different coaches come in, break down highlights of all of the recruits and signees. That's all still coming up in addition to some virtual events. Normally we do events all throughout the state of Oregon. Not going to be doing that this year. I wish we could though, man. But as a result, we're going to do our best to bring it to you virtually. And doing that show, honestly, it's one of my favorite days of the year. This is a true story. We usually are sitting here in the studio. We get our McDonald's breakfast sandwiches because Jerry and I love McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. We won't be doing that this year, unfortunately. We're not eating in the studio, as you can imagine. So, but I'm thinking about, like, usually we're on the air from 8:30 to 10:30 on the Oregon Football Facebook and the Oregon Football Twitter. And, I mean, it's like just constant highlights and coaches and talking about recruiting stories. And, I mean, it's just nonstop. It's one of my favorite things that we do, and so I hope that you'll join us. Even though it'll look a little bit different with us doing the interviews via Zoom and things like that, but I think that you're going to really enjoy these conversations that we're going to have with these coaches. So I hope that you do, and that's all coming up on signing day, which is the first Wednesday of February. And I think the future of this Duck defense looks really bright. But I do want to echo again, congratulations to Coach Avalos. That's a great opportunity. And here's hoping that he's got Boise State rolling until the Ducks play him. Because then it looks better when the Ducks win, right? And it's still a good story for Coach Avalos. Yeah, see? Everybody wins. I'm Joey Mack. It's Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Now, when we come back, we're debuting a new feature that we're going to do every week on the show. Deep dive into different Oregon facilities. Going to start with Matthew Knight Arena. And something that our statistician, John Lundquist, has put together. I don't think you're going to want to miss this. It's a really, really cool examination of some history at Matthew Knight Arena. And we'll also get a little tease of what you're going to hear from Tahina Pow-Pow coming up on Tip-Off Tuesday and some products news as well. That's all coming up. Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Tip-off Tuesday coming up, 2:30 on the Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook page, Goducks YouTube, Oregon Sports Network Twitter, at UO Sports Network, and then, of course, subscribe to the Oregon Sports Network podcast. If you want the audio version, search Oregon Sports Network, and you'll find it on the podcast service of your choice. You can find this show there as well. And, of course, across the radio network, goducks.com/radio for the affiliate in your area. We're starting a new segment. Thanks to our friends at the Josh Cooley team, the Josh Cooley Real Estate team. Thanks you for your support of referral, friends, family. You know, that really is the word of mouth. That's how you get a good realtor. I can say that from experience. So we're starting a new segment. Our friends at the Josh Cooley Real Estate team, they're all about the home field advantage. Makes sense, right? Like helping you buy a home, home field advantage. Well, obviously, Oregon's facilities are a big home field advantage. So I wanted to start today because it seems timely with it being basketball season with Matthew Knight Arena. Matthew Knight Arena, you probably are familiar, 12,364 seats. It's officially actually a multi-purpose arena, as we call it, home of Oregon men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, acrobatics, and tumbling, of course, replacing MacArthur Court. And if you have never seen this place when it's sold out, then you're missing something. You're really missing something. The Ducks have had 14 sellouts, and we talk about the crazy atmosphere that is Matthew Knight Arena. Well, I will never forget that on opening night, it is still the desktop background for one of our computers here in the studio. Scott Phillips actually took the picture with the lights out, and everybody needs to think back for a moment. Replacing MacArthur Court, okay? And this is something Jerry Allen's told me, that you couldn't really do like a cool light show at MacArthur Court, right? It wasn't something that was possible with the technology in the building. So when the lights could go out and you could have green LEDs shining throughout Matthew Knight Arena, that had to just be one of the most magical moments for everybody to see all that work paid off. So the Ducks inaugurated the arena with a sold-out crowd on January 13th. It was 2011. So, of course, I pick the arena knowing that tomorrow, by the way, is the 10-year anniversary of that first game. Think about that. Matthew Knight Arena opened January 13th of 2011. Tomorrow is the 10-year anniversary of the first game at Matthew Knight Arena, all right? Sold-out crowd against USC. It was 68-62, and the Ducks were able to get the win. Of course, on Kilkenny floor, named after former Oregon athletic director and donor Pat Kilkenny. And you'll remember that when the floor debuted, designed by Tinker Hatfield, deep in the woods, when the floor debuted, there was a lot of criticism. Does everybody remember that? There was a lot of criticism of the floor at Matthew Knight Arena. But it popped on TV. Absolutely, it pops on TV. And I will say, look around the country now compared to 10 years ago. And how many crazy designs are there? I think of the Huskies. And I think of the Cougars. They've got the skylines on their floor now. None of that was a thing. You had some different colored keys and some different colored mid-court lines and sidelines and baselines, but nothing like what Oregon did. Now everybody's doing it. And the trees still are iconic for Kilkenny floor. And this was a big deal at the time. Okay, so I'm going to read you some details. The arena has a 32-by-36-foot, 65,000-pound center-hung scoreboard. It was once, of course, the largest in college sports. You remember that? 10 years ago, when night vision debuted and it was like, poof, it was like an NBA arena. That's how it felt when Matthew Knight Arena opened. And there, of course, was a little bit of criticism for a super visible center court line. I think we can all agree that that has since been taken care of on the floor. But Matthew Knight Arena, here's some of the cool things that I wanted to touch on. And I got to thank John Lundquist for this, because it was opening night, January 13th, 2011. Oregon won the game 68-62. Well, does anybody remember who won the opening tip? Oregon did. The very first pass in Matthew Knight Arena was EJ Singler to Jonathan Lloyd. The very first dribble in Matthew Knight Arena Jonathan Lloyd. There it is. The very first backcourt violation, many people will probably remember this because it was not called by the referees, was by Oregon. Very first backcourt violation was Oregon. Mentioned that midcourt line. The very first foul, E.J. Singler from Oregon. Very first turnover, E.J. Singler from Oregon. The very first missed field goal, good thing, it was a Trojan, Chao Fontan. The very first steal, unfortunately, it was a Trojan and Maurice Jones. First rebound in Matthew Knight Arena, I'm going to give you some great names here. Jeremy Jacob. First block shot was a Trojan, so we don't need to remember him. Very first two-point field goal, Garrett Sim. How cool must have that been for Garrett Sim with that first field goal? Very first three-point field goal, Tyrone Nared. We were talking about, Scott and I were talking about him earlier on the show today. And the very first three-point play was Garrett Sim. He got a two-point field goal and a free throw. Very first free throw make, did a good job hitting his throws, Garrett Sim. And the very first assist, J.R. Strobridge. All 10 years ago tomorrow, Oregon opened Matthew Knight Arena with that win over USC. Since then, of course, the arena has undergone some upgrades, brand new offices adjacent to the practice court, and a tremendous, tremendous visual branding of the team area and the player tunnels, and the upgrades have just been jaw-dropping. And, of course, a huge thank you to Phil and Penny Knight. And it's all, remember, in honor of Phil and Penny's son, Matthew, who died at the age of 34 in a scuba diving accident. That's why it's named Matthew Knight Arena. Now that's your home field advantage. When the game is on the line, you want a proven winning team on your side. The Josh Cooley Real Estate Team thanks you for your support and referrals of friends and family. The official real estate team of the Oregon Ducks, Go Ducks. We're going to have fun with this new feature. Every Tuesday we're planning on doing it, and I thought, well, we have to do Matthew Knight Arena. Can you believe, though, the 10-year anniversary of the opener is tomorrow? Like, so Scott Phillips was there. He was running – you were running game cam, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, no, I was shooting – I was up there on a camera. That's all I remember. I just remember
he was there with a camera.
I remember the duck coming down off of the scoreboard, and all the team and the cheerleaders, everything was out. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
I'd never seen something like that. I never thought Oregon would have something
and
like
that. And a sold-out crowd.
So cool.
Gotta love it.
So fun.
Gotta love that sold-out crowd. Well, anyway, I thought that we'd have fun with that. Thanks to our friends with the Josh Cooley Real Estate Team for letting us do this. Remember, you know, they broke ground February 7th, 2009. It took almost 2 years to finish construction on Matthew Knight Arena, a huge, huge endeavor. And, of course, now I think the only construction project that has rivaled it is Hayward Field. And, of course, we will be talking about Hayward Field on a future Josh Cooley Real Estate Team home field advantage. Yeah, Matthew Knight Arena. 10 years ago. 10 years ago tomorrow. All right, we're going to get a quick timeout. Come back, some products updates for you, and look at Oregon women's basketball and their schedule ahead. Keep it here. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Live from the Country Financial Studio, along with Phil Knight's bobblehead on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Doug Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Our Women in Flight update of the week, always brought to you by the Duck Store. Also swagging out our Bannikin Richard, Women in Flight, and the Duck Store. Duck Store, proud supporter of Women in Flight. Well, we got Kelly Graves coming up on Tip-Off Tuesday, and a little bit of what you're going to hear as he talks with Terry Johns about all things Oregon women's basketball coming up at 2:30 on the Oregon women's basketball Facebook page this afternoon at 7 o'clock across OSN.
You're in pretty good shape heading into this stretch.
Yeah, we've played some good basketball. We've played some not so good basketball. But, you know, like you said, we just didn't really, you know, with all these new players that we have, we didn't really have that luxury of a non-conference schedule to really kind of work things out, roles, playing time, you know, rotations, et cetera. So we've had to do it on the fly during conference play. And as you know, that's difficult because every team in this conference is good. And but yeah, I kind of like where we're at. I think we're improving. And like I've always said, I think we're, you know, our best basketball's ahead of us. We're going to be a pretty good team down the stretch, I believe.
And you mentioned in the post game after the California win how happy you were with the transition game, especially against California. You turned them over a lot, but you turned Stanford over more than Stanford gets turned over as well. And that part of the game has been coming around, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've just wanted to say we're so good in transition that I don't think we're giving ourselves enough opportunities. Now, part of that comes from defense. Part of it comes from just defensive stops, you know, rebounding. And then, you know, this past weekend, we created our own opportunities with some pretty active defense. We've got to continue that. But I've been really asking our guards, especially to probe instead of just come down and reverse the ball or wait for some kind of a drag screen, you know, to really kind of probe the defense, put some pressure on them, make them collapse, make them shrink. And so that we would have open kickouts. And I thought we did a better job of that this past weekend. Got to keep getting better, but like we've always talked about, just baby steps.
More with Kelly Graves and Terry Johns coming up on Tip Off Tuesday. And real quick, as we finish up Duck Insider today, how about a look at Tahina Pow Pow and a bit of what they're going to talk about today?
All right, Tahina. Now, from Oceanside, California, I must admit, I knew it was down by San Diego. I had to kind of look it up and kind of realize, geez, it's right down on the beach and palm trees and all of that. So it's just like Oregon, isn't it?
I wish it was like Oregon.
Did you grow up there? Were you born and raised in Oceanside?
I was, yes.
What was that like growing up in Oceanside, California? It's just north of San Diego.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Sunshine every day, great weather. Get to go to the beach a lot, so it's really fun.
So you're a beach goer.
Oh, gosh, I love the beach. Absolutely love the beach.
There you go. Going to hear a little bit more about Tahina Pow Pow coming up. 2:30 on the Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook page. Tip Off Tuesday presented by Carl's Jr. coming up this afternoon. And where you can tune in your market, goducks.com/radio. Well, boy. Thanks to Eric Rodell for taking the time. Also a fun look back at Matthew Knight Arena. And, well, we'll see you for Tip Off Tuesday, and then we'll see you tomorrow for Duck Insider.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, Remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.